This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we back up here. Our man Eddie Gonzalez, kind enough to move his 2:15 time slot here to 2:45 because we couldn't let Friday go without talking to our brother.
I want to ask him, do you live on Darrell White right way? Or is it PJ Tucker Lane? Where do you live? I heard they changing the names out there for these Knicks.
Hey, man, I ain't seen none of that over there. I'm over here on Tyrese Halliburton Plaza right now.
Hey, one of my favorite clips from the game was Eddie's over on playback. He posted that joint on social media. I was like, oh, I'm watching this. I need to see Eddie's reaction to this shot.
Yo, I've been saying for a minute now, I had to tip my hat and call the Yankees my daddy. Like, he's just a dude. I got nothing left to say. He's just a dude now. My thing about the Pacers, I don't know if we get into this or not, but you don't have them three comebacks and not go to the finals at least and not have like a real, like, you know, this is DVD championship DVD stuff. So they got some good mojo going over there. But again, I'm not messing with PJ Tucker way. You got it over there.
I do feel like a team of destiny, you know, these moments that they've had in this postseason. And
but they're also good.
They're really good. They're really good.
Don't get it twisted. That's a good team.
They're a really good team. And Tyrese, deservedly so, gets the credit for the moment and everything that he was able to do. Aaron Nesmith, this dude, man, I would love to have an Aaron Nesmith on the Sacramento Kings. He can shoot the rock. He is tougher than a $2 steak. And he does everything on the basketball court tough. He defends tough. He attacks the basket tough. Even when he shoots his threes, there's a level of force to it. It feels like it was great to see him have that. Well, not great for me because I wanted the Knicks to win, but just as a basketball fan, it was great to see him have that moment because he's one of those guys. He was supposed to be a high draft pick, came out of Vanderbilt, averaging 20 plus, and he had to answer some questions about himself and reform the way he approached basketball to stay in the league. And he did that. And salute to him for that. I love seeing that.
Hey, we talked about this at the lottery, right? Like, there's different ways to skin a cat in this league. And the Pacers went and found him. And not even found him. People knew who he was on their Celtics bench. And like you said, he's on a championship team, can't scratch the rotation, has to kind of reevaluate himself and find his place in the league. And even last year, he was in and out the Pacers rotation. Rick Carlisle don't play. You know what I mean? You either going to bring it or you not. And then they go get his replacement, essentially, Pascal Siakam. But it's great talent evaluation. It's great understanding of that archetype, what he can bring to your team. He's a great defender. And then he's hit the most threes in the fourth quarter in the history of NBA playoff basketball. And he did it in about 4 minutes. It looked crazy out there. I said on stream, if you did this to me on 2K, I would have turned the game off. Even when I was winning by two, I would have unplugged the controller. Because what? And that's not a slight to him as a great shooter. But like, yo, that doesn't happen like that. And it's a resilient bunch, man, a talented bunch. And even Nembhard, he goes and scores 7 in overtime. Again, we all watched the Halley shot. Nembhard is the one cooking in overtime. And he scored 7 and the Knicks scored 10. You got 4 big points from Obi Toppin, including a huge dunk that essentially iced the game.
Yeah.
And that's another dude they found on their bench and just found a way to get him to play. Again, different ways to make yourselves into a championship roster. This is not a team that won the lottery. This is not a team who even drafted their best player. So it's like all this talk about the bad teams, they have to win the lottery to get better. No, they don't. They just have to be better at what they do, and the Pacers are really good at what they do.
Are you there has been a lot of talk about emotional stability and emotional recovery from a loss like that. Are you buying into that? Is that a little overblown, or you think this is really something the Knicks got to contend with?
Kenny might not like this, but this team hasn't really been tested this year. Like this team, the Knicks have not really been through too much adversity this year. And even when it was getting a little dicey and Jason Tatum had fire come out of his ears and then they were giving him hell in the Garden. And it was like, all right, if they go 2-2, it's a wrap. He tore his Achilles. And then, you know, they finished that game off as well. But it was a different situation. So I am a little worried about it. I think Jalen Brunson, look, he had a great game. 40 points. He was there all night. This is a team that relies on their defense on the perimeter with their wings, and then they rely on Jalen Brunson on offense. So I'm a little worried about the emotion of that. That's, again, once-in-a-lifetime type loss. Like, all the odds say it was one of the craziest losses of all time.
99.3%. I think it was a 99.3% win probability.
Yeah. One out of 682 teams have had this lead and did it, and now we have the one. But that's also one of those things you can say, yo, like, that's never happening again. We were up 14 in the fourth and our guy had five fouls. It's fine. But I expect the Pacers to be better. I expect the Knicks to be better. I think this is going to be, the de facto finals. Not because they're going to win, but this is the best series we're getting in this playoffs.
I'm with you on that. I'll touch on that in a second because I think I smell what you're cooking. But Carl Anthony Towns, is he a top five funny player in the league? Like, ironically funny, he cracks me up.
it's like the voices, the sassiness, not derogatory, just like I don't know what else to call it. Just everything. His girl's kicking it with Suni Lee. Like, he's yelling at the crowd. Like, he's a hilarious dude. That picture when JT is making a layup and he's just in the back like this, and it's like, it's a giving layup. Like, yo, like, and it's like unintentional. How do you control that? What's going on? Hilariously entertaining player. I'm for it. Like, I'm just like, hey, we probably could all get caught. If the camera was on me and you, KC, all day, every day, they'd catch us. You know what I mean? We'd be a meme too. I like him. I think he's talented. I think he cares. You know, like, this is the stuff that matters to me. Everybody laughed at him when they won their first play-in game and all this stuff. He cares. Mm-hmm. He's a dude that cares. He's been through a ton. Like, I got to let that man just live and have his fun how best he can at this point.
I love it. I love it. You know, he got molded by, you know, going out to Rucker Park and Washington
God,
Heights,
man.
I mean, and now Charlotte, we had to go back
man,
to Rucker Park.
Jersey Hoopers, they're not exactly welcomed when they go out there, though. Like, it's not all I love when Jersey come across the tunnel, man.
Did you get your New York accent yet?
Kyrie, and you make the Gauchos stop pressing. The only player in the history of basketball in New York to make the Gauchos stop pressing. Nah, they looking at Jersey a little crazy.
Did you get your New York accent yet? Cat got his. Ebro got his. Have you been there long enough to get your New York?
Oh, that's a good question.
Depends on the company I keep, man. You know, I started saying mad out of nowhere. I don't say brick yet, but I know what they mean when they say brick. Like, I'm kind of picking it up the lingo. It's been a while, but
you giving up hella. You know,
They tell me I got an accent and they talk regular, but I'm like, do you hear yourselves?
Eddie gonna be Ebro part two.
Eddie gonna be I just went down.
Look, man.
Cause look, I got the Yankee hat.
It wasn't even on purpose. This just I need a cut and I threw one on, but like I'm out here.
Like I got the fitted Yankee. I'm headed over to Rucker Park. You know what I mean? I'm going to Rucker Park.
You know what I love that they do? And this is not for nothing. I just remember this because of the Remy Ma video. She's going around the crib, man. And she's showing all the stuff. But New Yorkers call every pair of shoes sneakers. Sneakers. Yeah, they say no, I have some shoes. Nah, sneakers. And she did it in that video and I was crying laughing.
This is New York's finest right here, Eddie Gonzalez. I remember. Yeah, I met Eddie. Eddie was going to write an article on me. Oh, when snap. I was when yeah. I was across the street,
yeah,
those hoes said no.
Stir up some drama.
Yeah, they said no. I didn't even get to link. I was gonna have a surprise. Piece written by the great Eddie Gonzalez, yeah. And they were like, hey,
let me tell you how big time this dude was. I get a call from a New York number that I don't know. Oh. I'm like, answer this. I'm not gonna say who. I'm not gonna say what company. What? But it was just like, hey, don't do that. I was like, oh, all right.
That's a shoot.
That don't even make no damn sense.
It was after I called a particular individual a moron.
Well,
they was a little sensitive to that. They straight up called. They wouldn't let me talk to Eddie.
That's They're crazy. Like, nah,
you called a moron a moron. To be honest.
Oh man. Okay, so we got two great basketball teams in the Eastern Conference. Like that's how I feel. I feel like this conference is a fight. I think a lot of games are going to look like Game One, maybe not quite as dramatic as Game One was.
Probably different outcome,
but I think they're going to be close. Do you have
a
pick? Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Do you have a pick in this conference finals? Like, do you have a team that you?
I picked the Pacers coming in. Yeah, I thought the Pacers would get it in six. And for some of the stuff that we saw in the comeback, the pace, no pun intended, that they play with is exhausting. It wears teams down. They have so much firepower that when they're clicking, and again, maybe not six straight threes clicking, but clicking, they're tough to deal with. I think they're underrated defensively. You can't even say underrated because in the conference finals right now. But what Nembhard does for them, what Nesmith does for them, and Miles Turner in the middle, and even Siakam when they want to go to this small lineup and just be a bunch of 6'8 dudes in Halliburton. I really like what they do. I also think the Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're just a little more limited with their firepower. If you count on big games from Kale, a big game from OG, how many of those are we going to get in this series? So I picked them, but I do think it's going to be a really close series. Now, I'll tell you this, though. If they win tonight, we can empty out some garden dates for some concerts in June. I know Lil Wayne's coming. I know a couple of the other people are going to be in town, so I think we'll be safe. If they win tonight, and that's the thing about that Pacers team. They won a game 7 on this court last year. They are not worried about Fat Joe and Timothy Chalamet and Bad Bunny and all these people sitting courtside. You could bring Larry David if you want. Tyrese Halliburton don't care about none of that. So all the little home court and the Garden ain't seen a game this big and this long. They don't matter to them. They've done it. They've been there. They've rolled the dice. They've done the choke sign. They've done it all. And they're not worried about them at all.
See, Eddie going to make me go there. Yo, Halliburton, you doing that choke signal. Do that on the train. Do that on the train.
What's he going to do that on the train for?
Like, see what happened. Do that on the train, Tyrese.
Why would he do that on the train?
Don't tempt him, man. At this point, he's like, he got it from me.
Did you know he had this in him?
It's funny because he had a huge game seven last year. He had a huge game seven. And they had the toughest games against the Celtics out of anybody last year until he got hurt. And it was like, now this is different. Multiple game winners in one playoff run. But I'll say what won me over, when you cross over Giannis, and Giannis is like, love, hate Giannis, whatever, but Giannis is a guy. And you cross him over for a series and you send him home like that, I got to tip my hat and just say you a guy too, because that's what that takes in that moment. And it was no hesitation. I don't want to switch. I don't want nothing. This is the guy I wanted. Boom, to the cup. And that's it. Let's move on. So he's earned it for me. I think he should have earned it from everybody. I seen the comments say, is he a superstar? I don't really care. He's a guy that's going to win you some games in his back-to-back conference finals, and now he's up in this one. If he goes to the finals at 25, yeah, we got to start looking at where we ranking everybody in the NBA as it pertains to Tyrese Halliburton.
Also, what is a superstar at this point?
A dude, like, Austin Reeves has a signature sneaker. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we ranking these dudes by at this point? Bring back the days when the signature sneaker mattered in a way that it just simply doesn't anymore.
Well, that's why I say I think Anthony Edwards is a superstar.
Oh,
I think he's the disrespect.
He's the Lamborghini at the starting five.
Yeah. No disrespect to these guys out here, but we might not see him that much longer, but he's the true superstar left.
Is he the Chrysler at the light with the Phantom right now?
Oh,
though?
That's how you feel.
Is that what we see?
That's how you feel. He's got to play with 27. He's got to drag his carcass around.
Hey, man. Shea's over there playing with Lou Dort and Caruso. Look, it's not like he's playing with like firepower over there either.
None of them are worse than 27.
I'm not a Shea fan, but I'm just watching the performances between the two guys and saying, oh, you're outgunned. Like there are levels at hand here. And I love Ant. Somebody asked me yesterday, is he overrated? I'm like, overrated by who though? Like, do we have him top 10? Because we could run off 10 guys and say he's not better than those guys. So is he overrated if you have him 12? He's probably properly rated. He's great. He's fun. He steps up, but he's had a couple up and down games in this playoffs already. I've watched his team win a game seven where he played horribly. I watched his team win a elimination game a series ago when he didn't play all that great. So, you know, he's just now learning how to play make. He's got it. He's got tough sledding out there. But we watch other guys have big games against this team for the Nuggets. So, like, again, if you're saying he's top 10, maybe he is a little overrated. But I could run 10 names off at you right now, and you'd be like, oh, they're probably all just clearly better. Shea, Jokic, Giannis, Tatum, on and on and on. You got the three old heads. You got Victor Wembanyama. You got all these dudes you're like, yeah, they're probably better than Anthony Edwards. And so I don't think he's overrated. I think he's just running into a tougher horse right now.
Did Ant duck the media last night?
I don't
think Ant spoke last night. I think he ducked.
Once the game got to 27, I moved on with my life.
You're having a tough conference finals. Your favorite teams are getting their ass kicked.
Well, the Timberwolves aren't my favorite team. They're not on that
list. I'm not sure the way that you be acting.
They're not on that list.
But you love everyone except the Kings. Man, this guy, what? Eddie over here. Boy.
What's this guy talking about?
What do you mean favorite teams, plural?
No.
Yeah, the Knicks and the Timberwolves.
I am a Kings fan. First and foremost, that's always, I'm a Knicks supporter. There is a difference.
He won't admit it. He just won't admit it.
Do you do that in the NFL too?
Mm.
I do, not to this degree. I like Lamar in Baltimore.
Oh, we all got to root for Lamar.
Eddie speaking the truth over there. It's in the contract. That's what we do.
We signed up for it.
We finally got a black quarterback in Las Vegas, and he's slow as hell, but
we rooting
Lamar out here. Lamar out here killing people on TV shows.
Oh, well, he is. He is. Yeah, he ain't here for it.
That's my quarterback.
Hey, I don't think the Timberwolves are very good, man. Like, I really don't. Like, I wasn't into them all year, and I'm not buying them now.
We got a lot of fool's gold in them first two rounds. You know, they had a great matchup with the Lakers, and it just lined up for them. They're a really athletic team, but it's one of them teams, if they can't shoot, then what are they? Losing a game to the Warriors with no Steph just simply off being pricks should have been the clear sign to us. And then they play four more tough games with them for basically about three quarters every time. Eventually, they outgunned them, and it is what it was. But, yeah, we got some fool's gold on the way to this. I love Anthony Edwards, and I think he's incredible despite what I just said. I think he's had great performances and shown he's going to be one of these guys in this league. He's only 23 years old. But you're asking Jaden McDaniels to hit a ton of shots. You're asking Nall to hit a ton of shots. I think you're watching Naz Reid kind of revert to below what he is, but this is what you're expecting in high-pressure situations. Rudy Gobert's been fine on defense, but he's an absolute zero on offense, which is just unplayable at this point against these lineups. And you know, you have no shot creation on that team outside of Ant and Mike Conley, who – might be retiring in a couple of days here. So I'm with you. Like, I don't know what that team is, why we all got souped up in it. And one of the dudes I'm looking at too, Dante DiVincenzo. Game one, he shot 3 of 16. I think he was like, oh, 1 of 12 from three. First of all, why is he taking 16 shots? Second off, and this was like a hot name, not only at the deadline, but also last offseason. What is Dante DiVincenzo good at? He's not out there guarding anybody. He doesn't drive to the rim, and he's not hitting jumpers. Like, that's the level of roster we're looking at. Mind you, when you look on the other side of the court and you see what them dudes are doing, and it's like, oh, yeah, this is just a different level of team that we're looking at.
I'm like Rick Brunson over there.
Rick Brunson.
What did he even do here?
Right? Like, because he saw something.
Eddie, you've been around the league, you've been to different places, and even if you haven't, you've talked to people who have. Is Oklahoma City boring? Not the city itself, but going to those games. We know they're loud. There's a difference between loud and electric. They look like they're just loud when somebody scores. That's about it.
It is boring, and I hate to say it, and I'm not even going to get into the foul baiting of it all and all of that, but, you know, when the Warriors used to go on a 20-0 run, it was big shots. It was all this stuff. When the Thunder go on a 20-0 run, it's a really fast physical defense, and as much as I love defense in the NBA, a real handsy, fast team that then also flops a ton on the other side, that's not all that fun to watch. It's not that fun to watch one dude dribble a bunch and then kind of wiggle around and sneak layups here and there. And it's just not – we don't have that level of explosion that you get from some of these other teams. Even the Pacers, when they're going, it's high-octane offense. When the Knicks are going – and look, they got a grifter over there too. But when they're going, it's a little dude doing a bunch of crazy stuff, hitting tough shots, finishing around the rim, doing all this. When the Thunder are going, it's just like – random guys hitting corner threes and one guy handling the ball a lot. And this is on the most basic level if we're at the park, we're watching these guys or whatever. But they are a little boring. But they might bore their way to a title. So I don't think they care. I don't think Oklahoma City cares. But it's definitely not the most fun team to watch that I've ever seen.
You said a couple minutes ago you're not a big fan of Shea. Do you have a player comp for Shea? Is there someone he reminds you of?
I seen this video. I've been saying this for a little bit as of late. And if you remove one element from his game, there's a little Kobe in there. There's a little younger Kobe in there with the footwork, with the kind of smooth handle, with the mid-range jump shots, with the attacks of the paint. There's a little bit of that. There's a little bit like tall Iverson, if you want to do that, because he handles so smooth. And I've never seen anybody use the tween dribble quite like he does to attack. He's a very unique player. But, again, you had that element where it's frustrating to watch him sometimes. It just is. And it's not.
That's where the James Harden part comes from.
Yeah, it's not the amount of free throws. People can send you the amount of free throws. No, it's the way he goes about getting them. He's not dunking on dudes and getting thrown on the floor. He's not, you know, guys are jumping on him and he's nothing he can do. No, he's seeing your hand and he's diving at your hand and he's grabbing your arm and he's jumping under you as you jump over him. Like, It's stuff like that, and they say, oh, it's a skill, and that's why I tweeted that. Like, I'll admit it's a skill if you admit this is the worst version of basketball possible. And people didn't like that, but I stand on it. I if three of us were at the gym and we playing threes with somebody else, and Dame, you pump fake, and then you slide jumped into somebody, they probably kick us out the gym. They're going to look at me and say, who is that your man? Like, what's up? So I just don't like watching that. I don't care who it is. People are like, well, Kobe did it. I hate it when Kobe did it. I don't like play basketball. If you can't do it in the gym with the homies, I don't really want to see it on the NBA court.
When my boy Brunson took Neesmith's arm and made Neesmith hit him in the face, I said, wait a minute. All right, settle down.
It's crazy because he wasn't really doing that much in the Celtics series, and it was crazy. He was fun to watch.
Yeah.
He got a little bit of it off last night. He shot that three and it was trying to back up on him. I said, oh, man, this is – I know it's desperate times right now, but come on, brother. Make the shot. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Did you go to that Liberty game on Saturday to open the season?
I did. I'm happy you brought up the W before we got out of here, because I was going to bring up the W. But I did. I did. I had a good time.
Okay.
Man, the Liberty look like a team.
They might not lose, dude. Like, for real, they might not lose.
They have so much depth in a league that lacks depth, and they just fire on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. What I love about the Liberty, they move the ball. And it's like touch passes all around the court. We getting layups. We getting wide open threes. And they can play big, they can play small, they got shooters. Like, that's a tough team. To watch what they did to the Aces was made it a completely uncompetitive game.
Yeah.
And then the Aces go with Connecticut the next night and run them off the court, yeah, and then run Chicago off the court. It's like, oh, yeah, this is a problem. This is a problem right here.
Did you see your girl last night?
Oh, not the best performance of her career.
Your girl was 0-8 with 12 rebounds.
And she missed 6 of those on one possession.
Look, and like, as much as I want to say, look, Jonquil Jones is Jonquil Jones. Mm-hmm. Don't get it messed up. That's still a lot. I don't want to pile on Angel, and I know like the W discourse is a little sensitive. You can't always pile on everybody and stuff.
W discourse, but crazy.
There has to be more to what she does on the court. There just has to be. Like, she has a shot put shot, so it's not like she's going to be pulling up off the dribble making jumpers. Like, I watch her and I'm kind of curious, like, where does the development go from here? Mm-hmm. She's gonna have to be a better finisher. Great motor, incredible rebounder. She's a good defender, but she's just gonna have to matter on offense. That team lacks guards right now. It's gonna be a long season in Chicago. Hopefully Haley Van Lith gets some run and they figure something out. But man, that team does not look good in any of the times I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chicago is rough. Indiana, this is where Indiana is gonna be dangerous this year. Kaitlin stunk last night. Mm-hmm. It was like her first game in 3 years she didn't hit a three,
yeah,
and they won.
Yeah.
That's a different team.
There's always smoke on the court when she's around. But that's a dangerous team, and that's one of those teams when that offense is clicking, when Kelsey Mitchell's hitting her shots. Aaliyah Boston just continues to evolve and get better. Mm-hmm. They're just fun to watch. Like, even obviously with Kaitlin, but just kind of like that, watching that team starting to click. Maybe they're not contending with the Liberty this year, but they got something going on out there. It's going to be a good year for them. The All-Star game out there, like, you got what the Pacers got going on. Indy got something cooking, man. The home of basketball to a lot of people. So,
look, we just waiting in the weeds. You know what I'm saying? We're just waiting in the weeds. Everybody talking about everybody else.
Who's we?
You know who we is. Stop playing. Don't know. It's Aces over here. This Ace is over here.
I don't know, man. You're jumping between so many goddamn teams. I don't know who wins.
I don't have two teams in the W.
You got the Knicks, the Timberwolves, the
Timberwolves
Aces
are not my team.
I beg to differ.
They're not my team.
You gonna get an Ant-Man jersey?
I get Ant-Man. That's my boy.
I thought he was gonna say the Valkyries. I thought he was gonna say the Stars. I didn't know where he was going, man.
It might be different.
I got beef with the Valkyries. You ain't never gonna hear me talking about the Valkyries. It's Aces for life, bro. It's Aces for life. That's a squad.
That is so wild. But all right, man.
You got a pair of them A1s?
I tried.
Oh, man.
Oh, you get them? Yeah, he got the pink ones that nobody could get. Yo, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even want to talk about how I got them because I'm going to get shamed for talking about it.
Hey, remember that.
I went to a Nike run. They gave us some pair. They gave us some gear.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
You feel good?
Hey, you look good, boy. I meant to tell you that. Like, hey.
You even make a call? Like, what's up?
Hey, you look good.
I thought you was locked in. What's up?
We was talking about you the other day, man. You look good, boy. You shedding them pounds.
Come on,
I made it to the gym right after this.
There you go.
Come on, man.
There you go. Get that work in.
Everybody keep asking my trick. You got to starve and you're going to have to work.
yeah, you're going to be cranky. Just know that if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to be cranky as hell.
Look, Eddie headed to the gym.
I'm in. I'm in the store staring at Reese's Pieces.
Eddie's gym is right on the corner of PJ Tucker Way and Deuce McBride Lane
Boulevard. Hey, go get that workout in, boy. We appreciate you.
My brothers, good to talk. Hey, man, pick a W team. Pick one.
I got one. It's the Aces. What do you mean? It's the Aces for life.
Pick one team, period.
Bro, it's Kings, Aces, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Knicks supporter. That's it.
You was about to cry the other day after that Tyrese shot went in.
I was cursed.
He did almost curse.
Let him know, man. Let him know. Don't cut him. No slack.
That's it. All right, boy. We appreciate you. Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.